Testing, it's the pre-show for today, the 26th. It's Friday. This here's Phil. We have another BetterHelp commercial to do today. 1-2-1-2-1-2. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp. Hi, it's Phil Hendry here for BetterHelp. The Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. All right, man. Oh, my God, what a fucking day. Long goddamn fucking day. Oh, Jackie and I watched. We didn't watch the Panthers because the Panthers... And by the way, Ron Valentine is a great guy. He runs I call it a shrine, actually. I don't think it's a fan site because he doesn't really like people criticizing the Panthers, but he's a good man. And Ron has, he and I were going back and forth on Facebook. He says, hey, how do you like the Panthers now, Phil? Because I predicted the Panthers would be gone. The Panthers would be gone. They were down 3-1 in the Boston series. And I don't think there was anybody in the world that thought the Panthers were coming back from that. However, once they did, now everybody did, right? It's like Woodstock. Everyone was at Woodstock. So I was one of the people that said it, and I believed it then, and I will not go back on my... Let me see, what is this? All right, so I said, what did I say? So, you know, the Panthers are doing great. And I said so over on Facebook. I said, hey, you know, my hat's off to them, man. But there was nobody is going to sit here and tell me that when they were down 3-1 to the Boston Bruins, who had the greatest regular season record and the highest point total of any team in the history of the National Hockey League, and they led the Panthers 3-1, no one was going to tell me with a straight fucking face that they thought the Panthers were coming back from a 3-1 deficit, because I ain't going to believe it. So now everybody's dancing in the street, talking about how, yeah, see, Phil? Oh, bullshit. Do I see? So my point is, over on my Facebook page, we talk shit, if we want to, about certain things. On Ron's positive side, he talks positively, and that's to be admired. However, Ronnie, you don't just come over to my page and start, you know, dancing in the street and getting into these debates. The kinds of debates that you don't allow on your page. You see what I'm saying? Maybe I'm not being clear, but I think I am. All right. How does it feel? Does anybody do a podcast reviewing Facebook? All right. It's the Phil Hendry Facebook Show. Take a look at my Facebook page today. Liz Wilde has posted something I think is really, really smart. She's got pictures of these little girls in these beauty pageants, kitty pageants. They're more like beauty pageants. These babies are having to pose in manners that are, in ways that are strictly adult. And she says, I'm more freaked out by kitty pageants than drag queen shows. And we all agree. We all agree with that one, Liz. And a lot of comments from people saying, some of the same people that are into these kitty pageants, they have their own children in these things, will be the first people to start talking about how, you know, they don't dig drag shows. What the fuck? All right, man. Pat Reynolds, my very good friend, who is, to the great generosity of his talent, producing a documentary on me, on my work on the radio show, / whatever it is I do, he posted a picture of himself with Bill Hader. Bill Hader, who had some nice things to say about your boy here. And Mr. Hader, thank you, sir. I mean that with all sincerity. Any of these great people that Patrick was able to sit down and interview about our show, I'm really blown away. That's no lie. All right. Where's the other thing? Okay. Do we have to cut this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's go over here and take a look and see what we got to do. What's the 26th? I've been a-searching for the dolphin in the sea. Oh, but sometimes I wonder, that's the way Tim Buckley sang it, do you ever think of me? Lord, I'm not the one, let me see, to tell this world how to get along. I only know that peace will come when all the hate is gone. I've been a search. We got another one. Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, people, it's a very... This kitty pageant shit needs to fucking end. I think that's the most goddamn grotesque shit ever. ever. It's like bullfighting. It's like fucking bullfighting. What the fuck do you... Take a look at it. Did I understand... When I was a little kid and I watched bullfights and my parents came back from Mexico just raving about the bullfights they went to, did I get it? No. Did I think bullfighting was sort of like, well, gee, I guess that's what people do? Yeah. Did I think the bull was somehow intelligent enough to know what was happening to it and it was going to, you know, take out the man? Did I think that this was an equal match between brave man and super, like, spiritually elevated bull? Yes. Now what do I believe? I believe what it is. Highly intelligent man torturing an animal for the laughs and enjoyment of the people in the crowd. Torturing, bleeding to death, stabbing repeatedly, mutilating and torturing a poor, yes, brave, but poor dumb animal, unaware of why this is being done to him or her or it. So that's what I think about the bullfighting. I put in the same category with kiddie pageants, motherfuckers. Put your fucking daughter in a little fucking bathing suit and have her strike an adult pose in fucking makeup. Are you fucking kidding me? See, people get real defensive. They get real fucking defensive. It's not the same. It's not what you say it is. Bullshit. Fuck you. Yes, it is. Yes, it fucking is. I don't think of my daughter that way. Well, then don't fucking dress her up like that. God damn it. Motherfuckers argue. The most obvious shit motherfuckers argue about these days. Most obvious fucking shit. Some prick somewhere has got some... And you want to know what the culprit is? Fucking social media, because as we've often said, over there, every dumb motherfucker has got a megaphone. So it doesn't matter how stupid the point of view, if he can scream it loud enough, he's got himself a bunch of followers. By the way, the other thing about Twitter especially that's true, just because someone has a lot of followers doesn't mean he has a lot of people that like what he says. If you take a look at Trump or any of these other people who have these followers, I know a lot of people that hate his guts that follow him. I'm serious. I mean, I can look at the follows. Well, back when Trump had a Twitter account, I could look at the follows and I saw all kinds of people that I knew who had completely opposing views of his. Why did they follow him? I guess they wanted to keep track of what he was saying so they could jump all over him when they wanted to. I don't fucking know. I didn't do it because I don't want to see anything in my feed that I don't want to see necessarily. Let me see. Archived. Okay. So what we're going to do today is an encore from 2022. I don't know. Maybe somewhere else. 2022. The 26th of May. Let's see. What were we doing? Or is this... Have we exhausted May of 2022? 26th, right? I only know that peace will come. Look at this. See, Dr. Jim Sadler features medical advice, so we can't do that goddamn show. That one is completely fucked up. Somehow that is a wrong... Fuck, I don't know, man. Ted Bell's selling a new drink in the Prime Rib Room. Did we already do that? I don't even know if we did that. I got to listen to this. Fuck me. Welcome to today's Encore show, folks. It's a vacation week here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Taking a week off, I must say...
Shut up.
Not necessarily...
Shut the fuck up.
Not necessarily. So this last week in May of last year is a worthless piece of shit. So what I will do, I'm going to go to the first week in May. Lord, I'm not the kind of guy. Tell this world how to get along. Elcott, the next step. Jeff Dowder, coconut water salesman, guest host. Ed Elcott guests and unburdens himself. Phil brings on a variety of guests for a special announcement. Jack Armstrong and Ted Bell guest, both seemingly emotionally unhinged. Oh my God. What are we doing here, man? Bob Green is soaking in a tub after being headlocked by a Fraser Food customer. This was really funny, as I remember. I think it's an encore, but Christ, was it funny. It was really fucking funny. Hey, folks, welcome to today's show here for this Friday as we look toward the weekend. We are here in South Florida over at Jackie's Place, and we're going to be playing a show for you today. One of my favorites. It's from last year where Bob Green, owner of Fraser Foods, is...
We got to play this fucker again, man. Now, there is no video. It's from last year. What year? What?
Headlocked by a customer refusing to wear a mask.
Then we have Ward Hornacek. I thought this would be appropriate. Ward, the host of Hockey All the Live Long Day, talks about the National Hockey League at this particular point last season reopening. And we were actually following the Panthers last year, even though they didn't have a successful run through the playoffs. They're doing good this year. So let's check this out now. Bob Green, he's in a bathtub. He's soaking in, I think, Calgon beach, as a matter of fact. As we listen to him here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show, May of 2021.
Oh, Christ. All right. Well, all right. Let me try. Let me see. 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 Worth playing again, I think. Let me try. Let me see. Let me try. Let me see. Let me try. Let me see. Saturday Cinema, Phil back in California, plays trivia, gives away more shot glasses. Ted Bell is now selling a new drink. Another Rory McLeod, Dr. Jim Sadler, Bobby and Steve Dooley discuss Florida dirt fever. Coach Vernon Dozier. Let me see, man. Where's Bob Green? Is headlocked. Here it is. May 19th, 2021. Beautiful thing. What the fuck? What are you telling me, man? Was this also from... All right, I'll... save this video, although this is a video that shows Frank Gray. Were we in Florida? May of 2021. I guess we were.
Hi, it's Frank Gray about to go out and get some tequila with Phil Hendry. She's going to watch the... excuse me. I didn't mean to belch. Margaret tells me not to, and I always tell him, all right, honey, I won't. But Phil and I are going to go get some tequila, and then she and I are going to watch the hockey game. Real men playing hockey. They got some great ones out here. I love this. Victor Hedman, she's 6 foot seven, 380. She, it's
Victor, great. Hockey's Victor Hedman great. Was, oh, this is when Tampa Bay was in the, Tampa Bay was in the thing, man, in the Stanley Cup. All right, let me see here, man. I got to fucking put this here and put that there. Then I got to go over to here and I got to punch that up there. Go ahead and do that. Michael, what'd you do, man? Thanks, Phil. What did we do, man? Here is Invictus out of the night that covers me. Like, oh yeah. Invictus. It's a beautiful poem by a British poet. I forget his name. May 2021. Real Phil Hendry. Oh fuck. All right. Now we've done that. Now, the next thing I want to do, excuse me, is get a, and did we download this? We probably did about 16 times. Let me see. Yeah, okay. So that's done. And then the thing is, what is this? I'm not doing that show, man. No, bitch. Oh, fuck. Okay. what the fuck? Why is this being? We're doing 2005. 2005 archives. Lord, I'm not the one. I only know when people. Ay, ay, ay. Mm. 2005, motherfucker. Not 2003. 2005. Let's see it. What time is it? Because I got to get my ass in here. Okay, all right, okay, 2005, where is it? May 26, 2005, what were we doing? Who were we? Who were we and why? There was no May 26 show. Yes, there was, it was the Thursday show. Oh, Christ, 2005 was one of those goddamn fucking years. Were we on vacation that week? Christ on a crutch, are you kidding? Oh, God, this is going to be rough. Okay, this is a R.C. Collins one. He gets into real racist shit in this. May 2005. No, bitch. May 2005.
Okay. Okay, that's done. So that just means we have to download it, and I think we did. We sure enough did. All right, so I'm ready to go, man. Here we go. Fuck. Log out, man. Log the fuck out, motherfucker. Log out. All right, man. All right, here we go, brother. We logging out? I think so.